Well, it's an exciting time here in Santa Barbara right now, and there's so many things to see and do. And I'm excited right now. I'm down here at the Santa Barbara waterfront, and I'm spending a few minutes with the CEO of the Santa Barbara Zoo. I'd like to introduce Rich Block, and he's going to give us a little bit of insight as to what's happening at the zoo and some of the things we can look forward to in the future. And let's take it away. Rich, how's it going?
Harold, things are always going great at the Santa Barbara Zoo. As a matter of fact, the zoo is the second most attended museum in the Tri-County area, just behind Hearst Castle. So we're really excited to have people come here and enjoy not only the wonderful collection of animals, but the spectacular sight with the ocean on one side and a backdrop of the San Ynez Mountains to the north.
So that's interesting that you speak of the zoo as a museum. I really wasn't aware that it was thought of in that context. Let's talk a little bit about some of the best exhibits, some of the most popular things that people come to enjoy at the Santa Barbara Zoo.
We think of ourselves as a museum of sorts because we have a living collection. We interpret that collection for the public. We have supportive programs in the area of education. And we also have events that we host here at the zoo. So traditional museums like a natural history museum or a botanic garden or an art museum all have a lot of common traits. As a matter of fact, the Santa Barbara Zoo is a very active member of the California Association of Museums. And we work actively with the American Museum Association on a number of legislative issues. So we have a lot in common. And when the Pacific Coast Business Times does their annual list of the 25 top museums, a number of years ago we made sure that the zoo was included in that list because just like you, they also didn't think of the zoo in the context of museums. So we're in a great group of cultural institutions, and especially in this community, all that enrich the lives of everyone living in Santa Barbara and all those visitors that come here. In terms of our collection, loads of people really love an array of new exhibits that we started putting online back in 2004. Our lion exhibit, though it's modest in proportion, is dynamic and excellent. And as our public relations director likes to say, that it has the best beach view for lions anywhere in the world. So our lions get to watch the volleyball players just like their neighbors, the giraffes that are right next door. Giraffes, of course, have about a 14-foot advantage over the line of sight for the lions. So those exhibits, which are right down on the southern side of the zoo that face the ocean and the beaches, are beautiful exhibits, and people naturally gravitate both for the scenery as well as the opportunity to see those fabulous animals. And also, at prescribed times, the opportunity to feed our giraffes, which is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that delights everyone. To get slimed by a giraffe is quite a wonderful memory here at the zoo. We improved our exhibit for the elephants that everyone loves, and we expanded the pathway system, gave them an enlarged pool, and all kinds of extra activities to make sure throughout the day these elephants are pretty excited. And we have two elephants, both of which came here in 1972. So these girls are now about 37 years old. They were about a year old when they got here, and they seem to be enjoying the exhibit that we created for them. And right next to them, opened in 2006, an incredibly popular exhibit, are Humboldt penguins. And the penguins are absolutely wonderful additions to the zoo. You know, there was a spate of about three animated features with penguins in them a number of years ago, and I think people's interest in and love for penguins continues with this new exhibit.
I think you're right. Kids love penguins. Tell me a little bit more about those.
Well, one of the questions we get most frequently about the penguins is, what about the ice? Isn't it too warm here? And it turns out these are Humboldt penguins. These are native to the coasts of Chile and Peru. The coldest thing in their environment, of course, is the Humboldt Current, which in real temperatures is about 30 degrees, so it's below freezing. But because it's in the ocean, of course, the water never freezes. But that current really is the cold part of their environment, because on land, their environment is very much like it is here in Santa Barbara. All of the penguins that we have here were hatched in captivity, so none of them has ever known that kind of brisk sensation of jumping into the Humboldt Current. They live in a cool temperature pool here, and certainly if it ever gets warm enough during the summer that we need to, we can always drop a block of ice into this. So these are tropical penguins. They're doing very well here, And the way we were able to get these animals was to participate in a conservation program. The Association of Zoos and Aquariums has a conservation program for about 120 different species of animals that we call species survival plans. And these plans really treat a species of concern or interest as an entire population. So instead of one zoo just managing their animals independently, all of the zoos holding Humboldt penguins manage them collectively. So as a team, we're able to take better care of this population, ensure not only its health, but longevity as we go into the future. So participating in this conservation program is a real key part of what we do to care for animals here at the zoo.
Rich, that's great. It's nice to hear about some of the things that are happening behind the scenes at the zoo, and not just the Santa Barbara Zoo, but some of the other ones that you're teaming up with. Tell me a little bit more about these conservation programs.
We are really excited to be participating in a number of local conservation programs of great significance. One is the California Condor. In 2002, the zoo was invited to become a partner in the recovery efforts by joining the recovery team for California condors. And back in 1999, we started working with Channel Island foxes, and since then have established a terrific working relationship with the National Park Service. More recently, we've started to work with the National Forest Service up in the Los Padres National Forest, and it's been really exciting to have our keepers participating in a field census for some of the amphibians of special concern. In this case, red-legged frogs. So in the spring, when these frogs are laying eggs, our teams are up there helping the Forest Service biologists find and locate the egg masses for these endangered frogs. And so it's really exciting to see how the zoo has become an active partner in field conservation. From our keepers and our conservation director working in the field to monitor the nests of California condors, to our keepers on the Channel Islands helping manage the foxes that are there and running around the islands. Being in a zoo, we have special skills, and that is in handling and working with animals. And this is a skill not often held by individuals working out in the national parks or in the national forests. So it's terrific to be able to help them achieve their conservation goals, provide great experiences for our staff, and have wonderful stories about our contribution to conservation that matches the animals that we have here in our collection. And it goes on to include about 20 different species that are here at the zoo where we participate in species survival plans for these animals.
What's interesting is how you create local environments for the different animals that really mimic the types of environments that they are from natively. I want to take it in a different direction right now. I want to ask you a question about visitors. This is a question regarding how many people come to the Santa Barbara Zoo in the off season, in the summer, when I'm sure you get more traffic. What kind of numbers do you see coming to the zoo?
On an annual basis, the zoo does about 465,000 visitors per year, and it's because of that we are the second most attended museum in the Tri-County area. Our weekends are our biggest days, and so you can expect, if you come to the zoo on a weekend, there could easily be between 2,000 and 3,000 people coming that Saturday, that Sunday, to enjoy the activities here at the zoo. Our summer, of course, is the biggest time because schools are out and families are on vacation. We get more visitors in the summer than we do in the off-season, and typically about twice as many per month. So from a low, maybe in the winter months of 20 to 25,000 in a month, we will do 50,000 plus during the summer months. So it's probably not unlike any other type of museum venue, but we offer some things that a lot of other places don't. And a couple of those really popular features are our trains. We have two miniature railroads, trains that run around the borders of the zoo, and that's been running since 1968. These are kind of classic amusement park type rides, but people absolutely love them. And we have the ability to have a narrative, educational narrative on those trains. So as it circles the zoo, the train driver will point out various features of the zoo and what to look for when they're touring off the train. So the train is popular. We also have an opportunity to feed giraffes that is pretty unique. I don't think there's another museum anywhere within eyeshot of Santa Barbara where you can come and feed a giraffe. So that's very popular. The other area that's really important to the zoo are revenue-generating sources. The zoo's annual operating budget is almost $8 million a year, and we'll earn all of that through the operation itself. So from admissions to memberships, to our restaurant operation, to the train, to our gift shop, all of those combine to help raise that operating budget. So it's really exciting to be part of an operation that is self-sustaining. Basically, the better we serve our guests, the more guests come, and the more likely they are to take advantage of the various opportunities, from giraffe feeding to riding the train to having lunch, an ice cream cone perhaps, and going home with a book about animals or a plush animal from the gift shop.
So it sounds like you have a whole system in place that really keeps the zoo up and running and bringing a lot of the great things that we see here. What kind of exhibits and things can we look forward to at the Santa Barbara Zoo?
Harold, that's one of my favorite questions because it really talks to the very nature of zoos. Zoos are dynamic institutions, and by that I mean we have a living collection, so we are constantly going through and upgrading and renovating exhibits to make sure that they're really providing the best environment for the animals that we care for to live in. So the more zoos share information, the more we learn about the animals we care for. We do try to move into the future with exhibits that put animals in the public face that need more support, that certainly are icons of conservation because it tells our story and our commitment to conservation. But exhibits are constantly changing and being upgraded. We're making major improvements for years now to the elephant exhibit to make sure that with every opportunity we can address some of their physical needs and their kind of great mental capacity by challenging them daily with activities. So guests coming to the zoo should be looking for these changes in exhibits and the addition of new exhibits that really do reflect the nature of our conservation mission.
Rich, this has been great. I've learned so much about what you're offering here at the Santa Barbara Zoo. If people have questions or they want to find out things about being a member of the zoo, pricing, hours, give us a little information about how they can contact the zoo.
The fastest way to get information about what's going on in the zoo is to use the information line, which is 805-962-6310. 805-962-6310. Or you can always go to the website, www.sbzoo.org. sbzoo.org. We keep all of the information up to date there for events and programs and prices for admissions and other activities at the zoo, but it's also a great source to learn more about what's going on, just like we've had this opportunity today. So, Harold, I really want to thank you and Santa Barbara Life Magazine for giving us this chance to talk a little more about what goes on at the zoo and just let you and all of your listeners know that you belong in the zoo.